Tarrell, the Ravenwhite, had stayed concealed in the bell tower of Redwall Abbey. Stubborn determination kept him there. He had sworn to himself not to leave the red brick house without taking with him a prisoner. One of the small earth crawlers they called Dimon. But things had not gone well from the start. First, there had been the rain, when hardly any beast stirred out of doors. His spirits brightened with the arrival of fair weather. However, he soon found himself out of position, isolated in the bell tower, whilst the Dibbons played either in the orchard, by the pond, or near the gatehouse. They were generally well watched also. This bell tower was not a good place, Tarrell thought to himself. At least four times daily, he had to cower in the furthest corner, with his head tucked tight beneath one wing. This was because of the burly hedgehog called Spickle. At set intervals, he would come in to ring the twin bells, at midnight, dawn, high noon, and sunset. For a long time after each session of peals, the Raven White's head would resound with bell echoes. But that was not all. It was hunger and thirst which beset Tarrell most of all. Once he had been about to sample the fruits of the orchard, when he spied the long-eared one strolling in the grounds. Tarrell feared him greatly, having seen the damage he could wreak with his strange weapon, which fired sharp metal sticks. So he remained in the bell tower, growing gaunt with starvation and ill with headaches, but still foolishly obstinate, thinking of the praises he would gain from being the most daring of wights. Then one morning, the burly spikehog did not appear to ring the dawn bells. Tarrell stirred his bedraggled feathers hopefully, believing that his luck was about to change. He posted himself by the upper window of the tower, eagerly awaiting any development. Throughout the golden spring morn, he watched the grounds below. The chance came at midday, when most of the red brick house dwellers gathered in the orchard to eat lunch. Both his hated foes, the spikehog and long-ears, accompanied by a party of others, left the orchard, hurrying off indoors. Then, two of the Dibbons finished lunch and trolled off across the lawns, totally unwatched by elders. Excitement bubbled in Tarrell's chest when he saw where they were heading. Straight to the bell tower. Hopping about eagerly, the Raven White positioned himself slightly above both bells, ready to pounce. Luckily, the door below was ajar, and both the little creatures entered with ease. It was Firth, the infant squirrel, and the very tiny mouse babe. They went straight to the trailing bell ropes, seizing one apiece, tugging for all they were worth. Tarrell decided quickly. He could only manage one captive in his weakened state, so he would swoop down, slay the squirrel, and capture the mouse babe. Being the smaller, it would prove far less difficult. The raven stifled his cackles, listening to the pair below.
Alan, should I be gone now? What are you so shrieking bells?
The very tiny mouse babe tugged even harder, still with no result.
In case anyone does not know, is it luncher time? Come on, lazy tail, pull harder, will ye?
I are pulling harder, but no bells are ringing.
Then the unexpected happened. Sister Violet had seen the Dibbons leave the orchard. She went after them. Tarrell had missed seeing her through hopping about in delight. The plump jolly hedgehog tip-pawed up, surprising both Dibbons. Firth gritted her little teeth, still heaving on the bell rope.
Us ringing the bells for lunch, sissy bye!
The hedgehog sister reached above their paws, taking a firm grip on both ropes as she assisted the Dibbons.
Oh, well, you'll need to be a few seasons older and eat all your vegetables just like me. Come on now, all together. One, two, pull!
Ba-boom-boom! The brazen rims of the Matthias and the Methuselah bells, named after two long-gone heroes, struck the Raven White either side of his head. Tarrell died with the echo of the joint peals ringing through his skull. He toppled from the beam he had been perched upon, like a dark bundle of tattered rags, plunging from the top of the bell tower. Sister Violet had the presence of mind to glance upwards. She saw the falling object and pushed both Dibbons back against the wall, shielding them with their flowing habits. Violet stared in dumbstruck horror at the slain raven. The very tiny mouse babe peered from under the garment's wide hem.
No one at the bells wouldn't ring.